Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as part of the Super Network at supermarcy.com, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Oh my god, why is his top tucked into his undies?
The terrible Australian Bede Germine.
His outfit is so preppy and nerdish, I don't like it.
Trash Panda Colin.
I want a hot tub in a room real bad.
This podcast is intended for a mature audience, as it may contain explicit language.
It's the post-apocalypse,
I always think about in these movies, how disgusting.
Adult themes.
Well, I mean, I've seen this dude's nipple through his shirt.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. For exclusives, find us at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And now for our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dead brain! Dead brain! Dead brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hey everyone, this is B. Germine, aka the Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 212 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that is out there on the internet. And with me are my two very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one and only Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello. Good to be here. Good to be back. I was going to say apologies to the listeners for the gap between episodes, but life gets in the way. But hopefully we will be able to get back to our weekly programming. But other than that, doing well, recovering from a cold, but it is heading into that season here in Australia. So we're probably going to be sick like almost every episode. So meh.
Yes. indeed. But I mean, we will try to make sure to get on this, still do every episode, regardless of our health. I do remember even back in the day, I did an episode of this show while under the influence of COVID. So anything is possible. Anything
I did an episode possible. When I lost my voice and I used voice to text, which
I do remember dude, that episode.
Martha.
Bede, I thought you said under the influence of cocaine, and I was about to be like, dude, I was on so many drugs last year. So many drugs. I did this show under so many influences, you don't even know.
It's just weird. I'm doing this like sober, no weed. Like, what the fuck?
Welcome to my world, motherfucker.
I'm with you, Colin.
It's hey, listen. During the break, I hit 1 year sober. So let's go, baby. I should go get my chain and wear my chain. I got
John
Cena chain, dude.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I'll go get it.
Anyway, this is Trash Panda Colin.
Oh yes, yeah that was Trash Panda Colin. The most American of the Americans, the American who does the American through the first year of his soapy year, which so congratulations, Colin.
Congratulations.
And also
check this fucking John Cena chain out.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Dude, it's got my one year coin on it and shit. I'm aware of this. Fuck
that
yeah.
is sick. I love
Hell
that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Holy shit. I was expecting like, you know, like a little coin, maybe with just like a little rope around it, but that's like a fucking like chain you would see like Flavor Flav wear.
Dude, that's
Colin Flav.
Dude, I wore it the whole day. Like, I went to a metal concert with this on too. I was all like, what?
Definitely. So,
fun to celebrate.
Yeah, so,
Colin's doing a great job.
Exactly. And also, too, to kind of celebrate the occasion, even though it has been a few weeks since our last episode, we are back. And Colin, it is actually your pick this week.
It is my pick.
So Colin, what movie did you pick from Tubi for us to do today's episode?
So I picked a movie that like I saw a while ago, it was like a year, maybe a couple of years ago. And I was like, this would be a pretty good Tubi movie. And then I fucking said it and you were like, oh, we haven't seen it. And I was like, bet. All right. So we're going to do the classic. Well, I think it's a classic. I don't know if you guys will, but it's fucking hilarious. It's better than that farting zombie movie. But we're gonna do a movie today called Spree, and it's from 2020.
Yes.
I believe it stars, oh my God, I forgot his name. One of the people from Stranger Things.
Joe Keery. Yeah.
Joe Keery.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I forgot the character he plays on Stranger Things because I've only seen like one season.
I've seen one episode of that show, and all I know is that there's a fucking monster that looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I know about that show. So.
Yeah. But he's sort of like, he's one of the, I guess, he's kind of known for Stranger Things, so...
Yes.
I haven't really seen him in anything else. I'm kind of curious to check out this movie, not going to lie.
Well, you're going to see him in this movie. It's fucking great, too. It's a good-ass movie.
I'm excited.
I'm excited as well, because I've been meaning to watch this one for a while, too. And I think for having it as today's movie definitely is exciting. So we might as well get straight to it. So what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Spree from 2020, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But if it isn't, the film is also available on other streaming services and as well as physical media. I'm going to count us down from 5. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service. So they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, I will play the sound effect.
Fuck off, Ned! Listen, there's not gonna be any ads this week, so
Tubi's behaving today. Shh.
Yes.
Yeah, Tubi. We're still. I'll do an ad for you, Tubi. It's fine.
Yes.
Yes.
Blue Chew.
If an ad does pop up. We give timestamps and all the rest, but it should be pretty easy to keep in sync. But if you want to watch us watch the movie, sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/supernetwork, and you can watch it.
Yeah, damn sure.
Check out the episode early. So there you go.
Yeah, we fucking need money, guys. Come on, give us some money. We need to get fucking real sponsors like Blue Chew and fucking Wild Secrets. How am I supposed to use Blue Chew if we can't even get Wild Secrets to fucking give me some free shit? I need that pocket pussy, all right?
Well, here's the thing. I need my Blue Chew, and I also need my hymns so I could use any of the items from Wild Secrets.
Listen, hymns is not going to help that fucking head of hair you got there, buddy. It's not going to help.
Wow.
It's okay. When I get another haircut, we'll make you a wig. We'll add it to your
My God. Please do.
Oh, yes. However, so once the ads are finished, we'll make sure to give a timestamp as well. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Spree, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So... Marcy, Colin, are you ready to see Joe Keery go on a Joe Keer spree with Spree?
That was bad, Bishop. I'm stoked. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And hopefully it's playing. Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes.
RLJE Films. Okay.
Turn it up. I can't hear it.
I don't know if we're meant to hear anything yet.
Maybe.
I can't hear shit, so we'll find out.
I thought that said dream cream.
Maybe. I got some
that's also
cream.
Another name. A dream cream is also another name for a wet dream.
Definitely cream in
Forest Hill, not Forest Gump.
Well, Forest Hill is a suburb in Melbourne.
It is.
Silent Hill.
What's it?
Can you hear that, guys? Hey guys, how's
it going? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look at that hair.
The titles are working. Woohoo. So this is Kurt from Kurt's World, and he's a shitty, wants to be a social media guy, I think.
And somehow he'll probably has more listeners to his show than we do.
I doubt it. I think he's got no one. That's why he's going to go on a spree and shit.
Yes.
I mean, that's my assumption.
He's going to do a spree. He's going to have a spree in Florida. Puppy! I guess that's okay. No, hello, doggy.
Kill that dog.
No. Oh my God, why is he talking about 9/11?
It's my favorite day of the year.
9/11. So he's like a wannabe like social media influencer or some shit. Wait, is that David
Arquette?
Oh,
it's David Arquette. It is David Arquette.
Yeah, it's his dad.
Was that his dad?
It's his dad, yeah.
Mate. Dude, bash the shit out of him. What a loser.
Hey, Dad, wear this almost MAGA hat on your head.
Someone should teach him to draw, because that's pretty shit.
That's how I draw, Barcy.
I mean, yeah, but I wasn't going to insult you. I mean, I was, actually. Hey, 2009 was when I started supermarcy.com and stuff.
Exactly.
So this movie's like not found footage, but like the streamer footage kind of thing is what I'm
I guess so,
getting,
yeah. I was gonna say like the format Screen Life, but it's not really Screen Life because he's not at his computer and it
sort of on the phone, eh? Like phone or filming.
Yep.
Hey. Hi, Bobby.
I can't deal with all this hair.
Dude, he's got so much hair. You're so jealous.
I know. It's like even more hair. There's even more hair on his head than there is in Stranger Things.
Oh, so Spree is like the Uber.
Yes.
Yeah. But like, imagine if you go in an Uber and they're filming you for content. I'd be like, fuck off.
I wouldn't. You know, like, they used to. Yeah, let's go.
I'd be like, mate.
This used to be.
Money, pay me.
This used to back in the day.
Okay,
this was
so
called
we have
taxi
way
cab confessions.
More listeners than this dude.
Yes. See, basically, what this guy Kurt is doing right now is no different from taxi cab confessions.
Dude, that should be on Tubi. We should fucking watch that.
I think it's a HBO show. I believe. I think it's on HBO it Max.
Is. Oh, is it? So we're gonna do Max Mondays with Taxi Cab Confessions.
Yes.
Dude, get your hair out of your face, bro.
Take a shower, bro.
Seriously. Well, when you're having
this
a
is how
in bed, you have ideas. Like, is that how it works?
And he has to have a. And he has to draw them.
Lesson.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's wearing a TISM shirt.
Wonder if he's got their autism shoes.
Maybe. We'll find out soon.
Oh man, that's a TISM getup right there. The sweater.
I used to wear that, and I can. I mean, as someone with TISM, I can confirm because I used to wear that type of outfit.
You did. I've seen you.
Oh, we're on his phone. So maybe it is a Screen Life movie.
Yeah, I think it's from the point of view of, like, his phone.
Hmm.
Which I'm like, okay. I'm invested. What the fuck's this dickhead gonna do?
Hmm.
Oh, hello, belly button.
That's not how you clean a window, dude.
So,
I should know.
Are we assuming he is on the spectrum, or?
Maybe. Hi, Kurt.
Okay. You know, nobody offers you a fucking free drink in an Uber anymore.
Mm. I remember back in the days there used to be like a free drink or even like a little tray of lollies you could eat.
Yeah. Even one time this guy had like all the cables for like charging. He's like, oh, help yourself. You need to charge the phone. It's like, I just want to be helpful on the drive and all that. I'm like, oh, that's so nice.
Dude doesn't even have any porn apps on his phone. What a loser.
Yeah, but we can see he's got Reddit.
That's only one page. And Reddit is full of porn, dude. I use Reddit all the time.
Dude, I post my own porn on Reddit. No. Actually, don't look into that, please.
No, don't. Don't tell me that. I'm going to like swipe fucking left and be like, oh, shit, I didn't need to see that.
You're like, oh, I need to see that again.
Like, oh shit, Mercy, I'm sorry, I came all over my fucking phone.
He gave me a tribute, like,
and this was how the bang bus started.
Yeah, he's got cameras everywhere, front, back, middle. Like, what do you feel uncomfortable in a ride share with all those cameras?
No. Oh my gosh, this is American fake taxi.
Dude, fake taxi is great. I mean, I don't watch that.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. I don't know what the bang bus is.
Well, let me describe the bang bus in graphic detail.
Okay, so I'm down with actually how this is set up. So we're seeing stuff from his, like, phone, but also the different cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So this is his idea to, like, be a social media, like, star or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brother.
Although, With fuel costing so much, are people even, like, is Uber even feasible anymore?
There's so many people that still Uber, yeah.
I feel like they wouldn't be making too much. I don't know.
Well, I mean, wouldn't Uber have to, like, basically help pay for their fuel? I would know, but...
is shit for that? I don't know. Uber's going to come after me for dissing them. And I don't even want to know how much money I've ever spent on Uber.
Mm.
All right, let me ask you, do you like talking to your Uber driver or do you just like put headphones on and like, I don't want to fucking talk to a stranger?
I guess it depends on the mood. If I'm not in a talking mood, I'll just say hello and that's about it. But if I am, I will talk to them. If they are a chatterbox of a...
Yeah, when they're a chatterbox and you don't want to talk, it's so awkward.
Yeah. Look at that, a man bun.
What's men like us? Who's men like us?
Oh my gosh, he's an incel.
He's racist. Oh. Okay.
Whoa.
Is he trying to infer that, like, why people don't really drive Ubers? Because they do.
I can't help but stare at that racist ponytail guy's shirt because... it doesn't fit quite right. Like, it's riding up, and you can, like, see, like, his stomach.
Yeah, his, like, buttons are ready to come off.
Yeah.
Listen here. Listen here. I'm the perfect specimen of what a man needs to Yeah.
Is this his friend? He's like his only viewer.
It's his friend, yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy's like...
Why is he dressed up?
That girl that got thrown into the balcony.
Why is he dressed up like the main character from One Piece? Can I borrow your phone?
That's right.
You
exactly.
Are
put him in his place, Joel Keery.
Oh my god, he called him a fucking snowflake. Oh my god, his phone is a fucking eagle and a flag.
Oh my gosh, he's every stereotype.
He literally is. Dude, do you want to like just like bash the shit out of this dickhead? Because that'd be entertainment.
I mean, no one would blame you if you did, Joe Keery.
Oh, fuck off with this language. Like, the fact this is from 2020 and dickheads are still using this stupid language, fuck off. Did he poison him?
Oh, I think he poisoned him with the water.
I had a feeling yeah. That might have been poisoned. Not really, I just like to do that. And then we're going to inject this right on the label because that way the passenger will never notice. So what did Simple as that. What's he doing? It's been heating up for a second. All you have to do
is just a little tap. Ah, see, he's giving us tips on how to
kill the last video posted before he live stream. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I fucking murder people.
I mean, look, you might want to go viral, but I think, like, murder or whatever the fuck's happening might get you in jail.
I mean, it's no. Nazis, though. It's okay.
You just killed a fucking Nazi. It's fine.
Yeah, if he's going to go, you libtard, I'm just going to be like, yeah, fucking poison you with my bottled water, all right?
And then he ate him.
Where'd he take him?
Marcy, he ate him.
Fake news? Oh my god.
So if he's doing this as a live stream, wouldn't the cops already be onto him already?
But no one watches him, so.
Yeah, no one's watching him.
But yes. What happened to the guy? Is he dead? Is he passed out?
You know, it's really funny. Dead. I used to have his car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to have a Prius just like that.
Colin, did you go around and pick up neo-Nazis and drug them and kill them?
Yes, we did.
Maybe. I'm not going to say yes or no. I'm not going to say that they became my friends.
Wait, she's opening his boot to put... Ah, okay. I thought she was just putting a little cactus in there.
Now the real fake taxi can begin.
Yeah. Let me see them titties, bitch.
Oh, she said cream.
Oh, you would cream over your jeans.
That's right.
It's a cacti lady.
I don't know what she's going to use that cacti for.
Some fake.
It's going to leave a splinter.
I know some people might be into sitting on them. Uh oh.
Hell yeah.
Hurry up and drink the water.
And I'm like, drink it.
Oh. And she fell asleep.
Oh, are we gonna what?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
this is how it begins.
This is the fake taxi. Oh.
You do not hang up on David Arquette, damn it. Marcy, it's you. If I had a car, dude, I need a ride.
Get the fuck here now.
And he's dressed up like Spock.
Oh my god, he has the hair almost.
This is not logical.
So, well,
oh,
what are you doing?
Unlocking her phone.
No, I mean, what's he gonna do with her now? She's passed out. Oh.
Did somebody say fake taxi? Hello, everyone.
Oh, no, we don't need you to tell us about fake taxis.
Well, I thought I'd talk about boo taxis.
Oh.
Or even the boo bus.
I'm scared.
Well, let me describe them both in graphic detail. Colin, get out your oil. You're going to enjoy this.
All right.
But no, I'm only joking. I'm only doing ghost jokes.
Don't know why that made me laugh.
Well, it has been a little while since I've been on the show, guys, and a lot has been happening to me.
What the hell?
He's playing his album.
He makes his own shitty music? Okay.
Yeah, he's a DJ, like his dad.
Oh, that guy's in the... He's jacking off almost.
You know, back in when I was alive, I used to be a disc jockey, but when you become a ghost, you become a disc bookie.
DJ.
That was awful.
That was so bad.
That was so bad.
Why are you criticizing me? That's what it's called. Wasn't a joke. So mean.
I'm confused as to like where this movie's going. Like, where did he put the woman's body and shit?
Well, I mean, the woman's here with me in the afterlife, and so is the neo-Nazi, unfortunately.
Oh.
He's being a ghost Nazi at the moment.
Give him a ghost pee on his body.
Well,
sorry,
I mean, I'm gonna have
black.
Well, I'm gonna be doing some pretty bad things to the ghost Nazi, because we do not allow that type of talk here in the afterlife. But anyways, I will let you guys go so you can enjoy your movie, and I'll be back later. See ya. Boo.
Boo. Oh my god, what the fuck is even happening? Why do they want this girl in the car?
Is this like one of those Uber, like similar to Uber things where you like, what is it, you share a ride with somebody else? I just do this for the killing.
Apparently.
That's right. Murder.
He's round two of the fake taxi.
I would not be getting into this car.
You want to hear Little Limp Bizkit?
Hell yeah.
I do. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Oh, I know who that is. That's Shazia Zameda. She was on Saturday Night Live. And also Agatha All Along.
Actually, that's another show I need to watch.
Yeah, well, I'll send you the entire list, Marcy.
You do not look like a Mario.
I got a brother named Luigi.
And a fucking dinosaur named Yoshi. Dude, I saw the new Mario movie. It's pretty good.
Oh, Super Mario. Like,
nice.
Yeah, it's not the best, but it's not the
worst. It's entertaining enough. Worst. Yeah.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
That's all I want from a Mario movie. Just entertain me.
Exactly.
So is she famous?
I think so. Maybe in the world of this movie, yes.
He would have known that.
They all have followings.
Yeah.
I feel like Freddy has more of a following than this guy.
Oh. I mean, Freddy should have a following.
Yeah, but more like, oh, this guy's a loser.
Yeah.
Accurate.
I'm a real boy.
I'm a real boy.
He'll kill you. Don't make fun of him.
Yeah, seriously, I'm scared.
Mario.
Oh my god, is he an influencer?
Mario.
Mario. You shut the fuck up.
Oh. Oh no.
Just edit it, dude.
It's world. Oh, you shouldn't threaten that. Oh, fuck off. Men, if you ever tell a woman she needs to smile more, she might give you a permanent fucking smile when she cuts and slits your fucking mouth with a knife. So shut up.
Exactly. Saying.
Is Spree Social like the Uber pool?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Shut up, Tom Cruise and Magnolia.
Yeah.
Never follow for follow.
Yeah, but that's the poison water. You don't want to take that. Oh, good job. Good, you're not going to get poisoned. Hey, we don't use that language.
Hey. Oh, we don't use that word anymore. Listen, what an asshole.
It's 2020. It's COVID times. They don't know. Dude, I would have fucking gotten out of the car and beat the shit out of that bitch for throwing that water in my car.
I would have beaten the shit out of Mario there. Shut the fuck up,
I would have backed up and hit her with the car.
Don't touch my car.
Yeah.
Wait, he didn't...
He's going to vomit in his car.
Did it go in his mouth?
Car.
He literally is Tom Cruise in Magnolia.
Well, I hope you fucking paid this bitch you're meant to fuck, you loser. Oh my god. You fucking beta.
Well, 0 stars for you too, man, because we can give ratings out to our passengers.
Yeah.
Do it.
I want you to run him over. Good.
He's going to.
Do it. Kill him. Yes!
He went flying over the car.
You know what? I kind of like this Kurt guy. He's running over fucking manosphere bullshit dickheads.
Well, you know what? I think Joe Keery is already an automatic best actor contender for our awards next year.
Yeah.
Throw some money.
Okay, so we can assume that's what he did.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got a fair point.
I mean, it is a point.
She's not wrong. Be fair with you.
It should be like blue. Oh!
Oh, he's got the... Aren't those illegal to have in the car? Like lights like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. I like this bitch.
Look at all these books behind me.
She's smart.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's time to go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
This is my bitch face.
Your like, bitch face.
So he's going to be obsessed with this chick because she's socially famous.
Yes. More famous than him.
Yeah, but he just got like 2 viewers.
And... Well, 3, because we're watching this movie.
Well, yeah, okay, fair point. Okay, 5, because there's 3 of us.
Yes.
Oh, remember when petrol didn't cost, like, $1 billion a liter or a gallon or whatever?
Well, you had... See, this is why I'm thankful every day I don't have a car, so I don't have to pay that much for petrol. I can use it for things that... I could actually spend my money on and enjoy, like, movies and porn. I mean, what?
You got to keep those OnlyFans subscriptions up, mate.
Listen, I've told you this multiple times. Don't ever pay for porn. Never. It's free everywhere, dude.
Well, that is true. Especially in Australia now, you have to use a VPN.
You have to, too, in Missouri. It's fucking ridiculous, dude. But the state next to us... You don't have to. So just hook on to like Illinois. You're good to go, dude.
Yeah. So, Bede, where do you log into to watch Pornhub?
Well, I mean, I can't, you don't know with like if the US, if you're going to watch anything, because you don't know which state has banned it. So, you got to go to Canada or the UK or one of those places.
I think the UK is getting just as bad.
Dude, okay, maybe just
Reddit.
Canada.
I told you, Reddit. Use Reddit, bro.
Reddit is good for free porn. But you know what? Yeah. If you enjoy the porn, you can donate to the creator or whatever.
Well, that is true. Jason Mantzoukas. Oh, wait, that's on him.
Why is he fucking with homeless people? What a dickhead.
His entire jumper's made out of money.
I hate people that do this shit. Like, fucking leave him alone. How many 40s can $100 get you?
All of them.
Yeah, what if he didn't go buy alcohol and he just bought himself fucking food?
Oh. Oh my god. It looks like you just gave them food and like supplies for them to eat. Wow. Yeah.
Well, there you go. See, don't judge don't homeless fuck people. Yourself
and don't judge people, you fucking wanker. Sorry.
That's right.
I'm so angry.
And then he gave him a bunch of heroin, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that blood off there, bruh.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I staged it, blah, blah, blah. You're just awkward and boring, Spock wannabe.
I was going to say, like, he really is dressed up like he is in Star Trek.
He just needs a little badge, the communications badge, and just, you know.
Yes.
So he's got one viewer. When is he going to get some more? Besides the three of us, obviously.
Yes.
It is awesome content, dude. That's actually fucking hilarious. Like... For real, there are people that have done this shit. That have, like, live streamed their murders. It's insane, dude.
Yeah, it's like fucking... Do you need to document everything? What the hell is he doing?
Oh, this is just like how my sister drives. Like, I'm flying around in the back of the seat.
That's how my mom drives. She thinks she's playing Grand Theft Auto when she's just... Gotta go somewhere. It's like a 10-minute drive is Grand Theft Auto.
No, that's just female drivers in general.
Oh! Oh! Colin,
Marcy,
Colin,
you don't even
Colin.
Drive, dude.
I know, and if I did, I probably would drive erratic.
Yeah, you would drive just like that. You'd fucking...
It's probably a good reason. Like, if I was driving, the road rage I'd feel... Like, I'd murder people, so it's probably a good thing I don't drive.
Well, you know, Colin, you know why Marcy doesn't drive? It's because of this.
It's a post-apocalypse, dickhead.
Yeah, it's a post-apocalypse.
She crashed
dickhead.
Cars, dude. She wrecked cars, that's all.
Yeah, well, that too. I think I gave my dad a heart attack when he tried to teach me how to drive.
Dude, I don't even want to fucking know or figure out how I'm going to teach my kids how to drive. They're fucking, there's no way. They're going to kill everybody. Like,
yeah.
They play too much GTA. Graham can't even fucking drive a car in GTA. He can't even fucking do that. How's he going to drive a real car?
Oh, shit. Does he have more viewers? I need to know.
Not yet.
You should think they would have, like, the viewer count, like, on the corner of the screen.
I did. It depends.
Oh, my gosh. Marcy, I thought I recognized. That's Misha Barton in the front seat with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no and then shit. That chicken,
yeah, and then that chick in the back is somebody else, too. I can't remember who that is.
I did not. Now oh, I my know. God, it is, too.
It is. Because I looked at it, it's like, is that Misha Barton? And I just looked up the credits, yes. And also, that's Frankie Grande, Ariana Grande's brother.
No shit, I didn't know that. Who's that?
Oh, this I'm going to find out. See, they've got, like, viewers on their streams. He's got no one. Little Big Boy Extreme. Oh, my God. These usernames are so dumb.
She's driving... Joe Keery's driving Misha Barton to the set of the comeback season of Neighbours.
No, they're going Misha back Barton to the OC, here. Mate.
Listen, if she's still... Dude, she still looks banging. That's fucking 6 years ago. I bet you she's still banging. She married Bede? Figure that out. We gotta reach out to her. My new crush is Misha Barton now, dude. My new crush is Misha Barton.
According to Wiki, no, she's still very much single.
Oh, dude, let's get her. Come on, she's right. Doing movies like this. We could totally get her. All right,
let's, me versus Colin, who's going to bag Misha Barton as their, lover or something. I don't
know. Me?
Yeah, probably.
Me. You're in Australia.
That's a fair point. Oh! Oh, I thought the heads were going to get cut off.
I thought so too. You almost killed us. 5 stars.
All right, what's happened? Something bad's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
They don't realize this car is death-proof.
Where's Kurt Russell? Oh! Oh!
And they're all from Marcy. And Colin.
Right.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Oh, hi, Misha Barton.
Uh-oh. Oh, no!
What is happening?
Oh!
Yeah!
I'm getting attacked by the dogs!
What the fuck is happening?
Yes!
Oh, my God. This is kind of brilliant.
I committed a triple homicide.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 dogs did it, but that's beside the point.
The dogs helped. Okay.
I love the fact that so far, like, any other movie when this has happened, this was like, oh no, this guy is getting like millions of views of killing people and barely anyone's watching his channel for doing
watching.
It.
No one's watching. He's killed like how many people already? We're not allowed to use that word. Stop it.
You don't know that.
Who's this wanker? Oh, she's doing something. Okay.
Yes.
She's obviously going to come back and kick his ass, right?
Well, she's like second billed in the credits, so I think yes.
Oh, puppies.
Hi, doggies. I'm going to have to lift all these dogs up.
Squirts world.
Too late.
God, Okay, I've just had a weird scammer try to ring my fucking WhatsApp for some reason. Go away. You're blocked. Ooh. And this is vertical? That's totally inconsistent. And consistency is a first round rule. With any brand identity.
Yeah, don't you guys know that that's what you're supposed to do when you live stream?
Yeah, don't you know you're supposed to have your brand identity and you're supposed to do things all this certain way, otherwise no one's gonna watch you.
Exactly. Hey, that was a bean joke.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
We should set you up with her mom. You'd get along well.
I mean, anything's possible at this point with my dating life.
Was that her mom or a grandma? Either way, I think you'll be fine.
But you know what? I know I'm slightly late on this, but I'm going to give that grandma.
On, bro. Those saggy titties. You don't want any of that.
And also...
That's for saggy titties.
Yeah.
Well, because, Marcy, you haven't got your soundboard up, so I have to do all the sounds.
I'll be fucked with soundboards and shit. Like, whatever.
Yes. Did somebody say the Grim Reaper? Hello, everyone.
No, nobody said anything. Go away.
Yeah.
Well, actually, first of all, Hattie.
Louise.
Yes, Hattie.
You know what you should do?
Yes.
You should become a rideshare driver. that way you can talk to people and they're not going to have a choice. Like, they can't kick you out because you're driving them.
Well, that's the thing, honey. I'm kind of doing something similar, but I call it a podcast writer, which I hijack podcasts and just talk to the host and just, like, not leave.
He's got two viewers.
Is he going to a house?
I mean, this is how I used to... this is how Toby came to my house.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's how you rocked up at my house, and I told you to fuck off. But then you gave me, like, all the wine, so I let you stay for dinner.
I mean, that's how I do it, honey. How else am I supposed to get friends if I don't shout people red wine and pumpkin pie?
All right, I'm looking. He's only got two viewers. She's got 2,000.
Oh, it's Kyle Moody. Oh, he had a handsome man.
Okay, he's gone to his friend's house. I thought he went to her house.
She's turning up to her former Saturday Night Live co-host. Do you know I hosted an episode of Saturday Night Live once?
I've heard it is one of the worst episodes ever next to Steven Seagal. So we might have...
Not from my point of view, honey.
Shut up, cat. Try to watch this movie.
Meow.
Exactly. But anyways, though, I got to go back to my podcast writing thing because next week I'm going to be hijacking the Horror Returns podcast. So I'll talk to you all later, honeys. Sure. Bye.
Oh, he's got one extra viewer. Oh, but it's his friend. Oh, he's got 5.
Our friend CJ should be one of these people who were commenting on his videos.
Oh my god, this is the most he's ever had, and it's just because he's filming that guy.
Yes. He's like stealing his followers so they can go watch his channel. I'd rather shoot my own streams. I'm just like looking at all the names in the stream.
Yeah.
Winger.
Okay, my dog. Hey, stop using slurs.
Whoa! Oh! He stabbed him in the dick.
The most viewers he's ever had.
He stabbed him.
This shit isn't supposed to be real.
He's got his own cardboard cut out of himself. He's got a gun!
Wait, whoa! That escalated quickly. Where the fuck did he get his gun? The cardboard cutout is killing me.
I mean, to be fair, Marcy, this is America.
America!
Now your followers are my followers now, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Fake as fuck.
Bobby, you look so cute. Oh, here you go. You got a dollar, Kurtzweld. Wait, why are we sideways now?
Miles, take us back to Saturday Night Live. We're supposed to shoot an episode.
Miles, who the fuck are you, and why is this the wrong way around?
Oh, it's home manager.
Is it?
It's not.
I think he's trying to be. Oh, there we go. That's better.
He's trying to manager.
I don't know if she wants to become the next Chris Rock and get slapped at the Oscars. Oh my god, a Chris Pebble joke is a bead level joke.
Yes.
These comments are fucking...
That's straight assault.
Chris Pebble.
He gonna crash.
But these, I feel like, real comments that you'd see on, like, live streams and shit, just people being fucking losers.
Imagine the people who work on this movie and their job is to basically come up with all these fake comments on these videos.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Someone should hire us for that.
Yes. Oh, I'm just going to have a shower.
How has he got all these views now? It's happening for him.
Oh my gosh, Bossy, this is like Highlander. Every influencer you kill, you gain their followers.
Yeah, apparently. He's washing the blood off in the shower while live streaming.
He's doing his OnlyFans live stream. Leave him alone.
But people think like it's fake, right? But like they're gonna work out it's not.
Yeah. Holy shit, is that Bobby's blood?
He's got his period. Shut up. Oh my god, he's got like three digits watching him. As in a three-digit number. There's 116 viewers, which is 115 more than he's...
Whoa! Used.
Whoa, what are we looking at?
Oh,
people think that's gay. Okay. What is the lesson?
I prefer to watch. I don't know.
Wait, he's still at Bobby's house?
Bobby's swag camp.
Someone even in the comments, this guy's been doing this for years, the most he's ever got.
Oh my gosh, Bobby actually did OnlyFans.
You know what? We should do the To Be Tuesdays OnlyFans.
Oh. No one wants to see my butthole that bad. All right.
You never know. We can appeal to the weirdos who want to see the weird stuff.
Yes. Look at his chest hair.
I'm actually surprised he has chest hair.
Honestly, I thought he'd be like smooth as a seal.
Yeah, literally. Oh, he's got hairy legs too. Okay. How old is he? Because I feel like he looks younger than he actually is. Kind of like me, where I still look 25.
Mm.
I'm glad you all agree. Thank you for keeping up appearances for me. Thank you.
The club is fire.
How old is Joe Keery? If he was born in 92, he's 30-something? 30-something?
Yeah.
34?
Yeah.
This year? Actually, his birthday is in April 24th, so not far away. Happy birthday, Joe Keery. Has he been...
To be fair...
Hold on. Oh, why is my IMDb gone stupid? He's in Cold Storage. I want to see that.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, he's in that.
Oh, it's but he's also drink a the singer. Water. You're his dad. Oh, he's got his fucking vinyls and shit.
Yeah, because he's a DJ.
Dude, this is kind of off topic, but did David Arquette return to wrestling recently?
I don't know.
Dream that? Because I feel like I saw something where he was wrestling again. What the fuck is he wearing? Did he just grab random clothes from Bobby's?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, he had to change up his Star Trek uniform somehow. He had blood all over
it. I want that bucket hat, not going to lie.
I used to wear that type of hat. I mean, not exactly the same pattern, but the type of hat.
No, that pattern is like what the Stephanies would wear. Oh my God, Stephanie.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh, Stephanie, I want a bucket hat because Joe Keery is so hot. And also, I want him to show me his Stranger thing.
I want to see his Stranger thing.
Damn it, Dad, you threw out my P. Diddy juice.
Oh, no. Okay, has he wrestled in 2026? I want to find out. Okay, he did actually appear somewhere. Okay. I thought so. All right. Because we're enjoying David Arquette, do you think he should have won the WCW title back in the day?
Ooh.
Because that was a terrible, it could never have happened. Like, David Arquette is great. They did the Ready to Rumble movie. But he should not, they should not have done that. And I think that's one of the really bad things WCW did back then. But the fact that they put the title on someone that wasn't like a Hogan or whatever, who always kept the title, was progression in WCW back then.
Mm.
But the question is, though, was David Arquette, was David Arquette winning the WCW title the moment WCW jumped the shark, or was it when
Vince Russo?
Well, that and all. Yeah, I was going to say like the Vince Russo kind of meltdown at Bash at the Beach.
I mean, it was, yeah, it was way before that Vince Russo thing. I reckon the finger poke at Doom was one of the worst things they did, and people just did not. They could not, like, what is this product?
Yep.
Yeah, is he? Oh, is the dad going to join him in killing people? Because. Okay, if your dad tells you you got to rock out with your cock, I don't know what to tell you. Oh, even he's a fucking live streamer.
And he has more followers than his son.
I know. It's so kind of sad.
I mean, to be fair, he works as a DJ, and DJs tend to have a lot of followers.
Mm. I mean, I've been working as a strip DJ club for, like, a lot of ways to do that, too.
Guys, we're at a strip club. There may be boobs in this movie.
Hand up if you ever DJed at a strip club.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately, I did it. Oh. I'm learning things about you, Marcy, and I've been your friend for like 15 years.
Well, before I moved to Melbourne, we used to DJ with my ex at the time, and we did DJ for a strip club, or strippers.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, David Arquette's in here. He's trying to tell us about the time he won the WCW title. It's so hot.
Oh my God, Stephanie, it's WCW champion David Arquette. You should watch Ready to Rumble. Thank you so much. You know, Chris, remember. This is my son, Kurt. He's a big fan of you. What's up? I'm a musician, too. And I just also want to say to you, congratulations on all your followers. He'd love it if you tagged him on your social. Oh, no. No offense. But I cannot do that on the same night as the DJ set. Oh, okay. Oh. You're not honestly, when this... no one knows you, mate.
An influencer who's not influencing anyone.
Right. Just murdering people.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I feel like this kind of shit is worse now because of how reliant everything is on fucking algorithms. And it's just, I hate it. Oh shit, he's. Wow! 4,000?
Yeah.
I think we're in the wrong line of work, guys.
I think we gotta go murder people or something.
Yeah.
For fucking so sweetie. What's going on?
I'm gonna kill so many people and get so many followers. It's gonna be so tight.
And no, I'm gonna win the WCW championship from David Arquette.
That's right.
Yes.
Dude, stop looking at me creepy in your live stream.
Go back to singing your songs, Joe Keery, as you suited him. Which he is. He does have a singing career as well.
What's his singing career name?
I'm trying to remember what he goes. He goes under an alias. Let me find out, because I know.
But don't people know that it's him anyway, or is it just to separate like acting and music or something?
I think it's kind of separate from acting to music. Okay, so he goes under the name Joe, but spelled D-J-O. That's his singing name.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, she wants it. She wants to give him some taco. Oh, okay, she's got like 33,000. Okay.
Quick, let's go to a taco truck and get some more followers.
See, I like that, like, nothing is just filmed. Like, we're seeing this point of view from, like, a security camera.
Mm. Yes. He's basically doing a Marcy. Yeah. Go get me some tacos. I don't want to wait in line.
Right, I'm hungry.
I'm not waiting in fucking line. I'm not waiting for you. Get it.
Tacos.
Right.
Dude, get the woman her food. Stop being a loser.
Yeah, Joe Keery. It's my first time too.
It's my first time too. I touched David Arquette's WCW title.
I would love it if just like. Yes. I would love it if basically David Arquette's thing is like he just goes around everywhere and has a replica WCW title just under his shirt.
David Arquette on the podcast.
I mean, I think it would be possible.
I don't know, maybe.
We should just send him a big gold belt.
Yeah.
Yes. With his face on it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm getting so hungry now. When the fuck did he make a sex tape? Who watched it? No one. Why are you talking to a stranger about making a sex tape? This is why no one has watched you, mate.
See, this is like the time when Screech made a sex tape and everyone's like, nah, we're good, bro. We don't need to see that.
I'm pretty sure that's how people reacted when China and X-Pac made one.
Mm. And Colin watched it 20 times.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I watched it.
X-Pac's just Bronco busting China right in the face with his dick out.
Pretty much. Okay, yeah, I watched it. I was curious. Shut up. I feel
and then
good
you
about
watch
it.
The time she was and then watch the time when she was She-Hulk.
Dude, she's like, she was perfect to play She-Hulk, even if it was just in porn.
Yes.
But
did her dick click come out? I never saw that.
Yeah, did
that
they
one.
Paint like her privates green?
I don't know.
Although this isn't porn related, but was it Shawn Michaels in some Avengers cheap knockoff thing?
Yes, it's like a Avengers parody movie that is on Tubi, so.
Yeah, we might need to do that one day.
Oh,
she no,
did.
He
dropped
it.
She drank the water. She passed out from.
And the cops are here.
We're just going to let her right in front of cops.
And they're not going to arrest him. He's white.
Now he's taking over her live stream. Oh, so this is like the body cam now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're arresting you for that hair.
You're just jealous of that hair.
I mean, I am, but that's beside the point.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Oh no!
Is he gonna kill cops?
Well, I mean, he's gonna get a huge positive following if he shoots cops.
Yeah.
Not that we're condoning it, but we're just saying, you know, it's the actual.
Yeah, I mean, look, can we say anything without someone being pissed off about something?
Hmm.
I mean, I'm always pissed off.
Yes.
Oh my God, the date that the movie is, it's almost today's date.
It is. Like, I was going to say at the time of this recording.
Yeah.
And they're not aware that COVID's just around the corner.
Someone should warn them.
Go back and warn all
of
them.
Oh!
She woke up.
Get fucked up. Oh!
Oh!
What the
fuck? She shot the cop.
What the hell? Where did
she is gonna get arrested. She got it out of the.
So she just woke up and shot a cop.
Yes, and that was her first instinct too, was to shoot the cop.
The cops are just following his ass now. Like, that's the best part.
Mind you, he's still gonna eat his taco while this is happening.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
No. Oh, he flew the nachos, dude.
You're driving.
That is
on the
worst thing you've done
the
in the movie. He threw the nachos out. What a dick. Oh, I suppose. I suppose, like, if he ate too many, nachos, he probably would have had,
diabetes.
Well, it's tacos, not nachos.
Well, that's true. Oh, no.
But why are they following him when she shot the cop in the head?
I gotta lose these cops.
I just gotta lose these cops. Give me a minute.
And the cops are not even chasing him. That'd be hilarious. He does all this stuff and the cops are just like, don't even care.
Yeah, well, they're homeless. So. I mean, someone might. Well, I think Bobby's dead, dude.
Oh!
Oh!
Yeah, he's going to run over homeless people.
Oh! And crash his car. Whoa!
Damn, those homeless people fucking ramped him up, dude. Mm.
Who the fuck is this dickhead?
Well, it's the guy from before.
Oh, with Jesse or whatever. Yeah,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Joke bros. You're not funny. Get off the stage. You're an insult to
I've been comedy. There. I've been there. It's fine. I've been there.
They should have cast you in this role, Colin.
I know. It would have been so good.
Dude, if you want to comment on porn, you can fucking comment on porn. Your jokes are shit. Get off the stage!
Did somebody say a porn? Hello, it's a bit Mario.
Dude, go watch some weird Italian ghost porn.
I do watch a weird Italian ghost porn all the time. I only watch a porn that has everyone wearing a mustache.
So you watch it from the 70s?
Yes, and also they have to, like, seductively have sex with spaghetti.
So Edward Penis Hands is on the agenda.
I mean, that is my favorite movie. That is not from Italy.
Yeah, I figured. So is she actually funny, unlike that guy?
Joe, I mean, yeah, she is. Or we call it in Italy a joker brosa.
Ah. Yeah, no, we're not giving it up
for that is a racist. We should give it up for the Italian ghost guys.
Yeah.
We do.
Racism.
I see you got the hentai body pillow. She's pulling you out, Bede
and Tomario, with your hentai body pillows for girlfriends.
I mean, have you ever had a hentai body pillow? It is actually pretty sexy, yeah.
No, but I'll judge you for it.
I mean, I was going to share it with Carlin.
Well, we're trying to keep him sober. It's been a year. He's wearing his beautiful chain to represent that.
Well, that is very true, and it is a very pimpin' chain, I call it.
Thanks, bro.
How did he get out of that crash?
Well, he's only got tomato sauce all over his face.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's only got like 31,000 viewers. That other chick had like 300,000.
Yes.
And she shot a dude in the face.
Well, speaking of which, I better get to going because I'm going to also shoot and put someone in the face with my pasta sauce ectoplasma. So I talk to you all later. Bye, Abu Balini.
Oh, she's talking about Mario the wanker.
Just not Luigi. Poor Luigi. He always shut out.
He was a date rape drug in person. Yeah, he kind of was. Yeah, he kind of was doing that.
Oh no, the realization hit her.
Is it just like everybody live streaming at this show for some fucking reason?
Yes. Oh, he's there too.
Yeah, he somehow got out of that car crash.
He's been there the whole time, yeah.
Well, to be fair, Tomario just pushed me off my chair and then took over while he was here a second ago.
Yeah, make sure he doesn't steal your hentai body pillow.
I don't know how you guys know about that, so shh.
No, I won't tell anybody.
I love how his comments are like, shoot that bitch.
It's like, shoot. Like, calm down, guys.
And she's dressed up like a wiggle.
Right.
She's gonna sing the hot potato song and fruit salad and all the wiggle songs.
Now, actually, now that I think about it, was Joe Keery dressed up as Spock early in the movie, or was
he was dressed up as
Anthony from the Wiggle?
He was a wiggle, yeah.
He was driving around in his big red car.
In my big red car,
murdering people on the road. Oh, he pissed.
He looks like he's gonna... Yeah, he's got a gun. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he got donated money.
Well, can someone donate me money? Wait, what the
fuck? Well, Marcy, you got up live stream.
What does she do? Crush her phone?
I think so, yeah. She's not gonna live by the influencer angle anymore.
Yeah, she's like, this is so stupid. Right. Yeah, I'm getting
I'm going to let somebody else do all my influencing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, leave her alone, you weirdo. I think I hate him more than anybody. Oh. How have they, like, not worked? Oh, there's Go-Go.
I got to get my Go-Go-mobile.
Go-Go-mobile.
It's off the dot, Marcy. It's off the dot.
Oh, he's lost.
Everyone thinks it's a dot.
Viewers. I'd maybe use a different name, Kurt. His name is Kurt Kunkel.
That's the tightest
what
name,
a name
ever.
If he's that, he would have so many followers, he wouldn't need to worry.
Sounds like his porn name, Kurt Kunkel.
You want to see my Kunkel?
Kunkel sounds like a fucking, like...
It almost sounds like a slur.
It does. Also, like, it'd be even creepier if he called himself Uncle Kunkel.
Oh, God!
I sorted.
So, you in England?
It said, I still can't believe you made it out of that crash.
Crash, yeah. Come on. We
should be fucking celebrating. I lost my gun, so I have to use a camera to hold you up.
Okay, at this point, why is Miles filming this shit?
Because he's living off her celebrity.
Break his fucking phone and break his head in. I hate him. I don't hate the actual, like, spree killer. I'm hating this just dickhead.
He's just taking out the people who deserve it.
I don't think the homeless people did. They didn't really do anything wrong.
I mean, well, that is true. They did deserve that.
I mean, Mario deserved it.
Yes.
Misha Barton did not.
Yes. A go-go.
Yeah, well, Spree's down. There's a killer that they haven't been able to find, even though he documents everything and he's live streaming.
How's it that hard for the cops to find it?
He's live streamed the whole fucking thing with now thousands watching. How have they not found it?
And then he crashed.
Exactly.
You can't find him after that crash?
And he's still live streaming. Make it make sense.
Come on, Jesse. Let's order a taxi cab confession cab.
The taxi cab confession cab.
Australia. I mean, I was traumatized with one episode because a couple literally fucked in the back
and
seat.
You're like, wait.
It's Kurt.
How did that happen?
Did she drink the water?
No.
He's in the other guy's car. She doesn't know who he is. Wait, Curtis? Try again.
Curtis. Kurt's World, remember? Squirt's World, yeah. Kurt's World. Squirt's World? I think that's a website.
You would know.
I know Beats are trying to it.
Shut up!
When you react like that, I think it's true.
It's not true. Did you like the set? I didn't mean to rag on you. That hard. Rag on me? You did mean to rag on him.
Yeah, you did.
Don't back out on it now because you're being called out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Own it.
My hair is stopping me from thinking.
He's still got blood on him everywhere.
Are we sure it's not the go-go, the previous go-go driver's blood that he, that's all over him now?
Or from the crash?
Hmm.
He's a man of love now, okay.
Mm.
Oh, okay. You know what, Colin? I got to give it to you. I'm really fucking enjoying this movie. It is a very... it's not what I expected at all.
Well, Marcy, that's why Colin has picked out two most popular episodes or most downloaded episodes 2 years in a row.
I know. Colin's that's a fucking genius. Just wait till I pick something for the next episode. It's going to be terrible. I might see what the closest thing to porn is on Tubi and make us watch that.
No.
So she's going to kill him, right? Like, that's how this has to end.
Hmm. I suppose if you're going to kill probably the person with the most followers. Oh.
They're going to his house.
Oh, they're going to his house, yeah. Is David Arquette still there?
Unfortunately, they're not going to Run's house.
Who's house?
Run's house.
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Okay, Jesse, you're doing the right thing, girl.
It was Zameda all along.
I'm telling you, phone charging cables are dangerous, man.
Maybe that's probably why they don't put them in there, because people might get strangled. The drivers might get strangled by them.
I know, it's like fucking...
Why is he wearing the cop's pants?
Yeah, what the fuck and are also those pants?
I like that there's a healing crystal in this car.
It's healing you of all the bads of social media.
Yes.
Didn't you listen to me? I'm all about love. Sorry. Now.
Dude, it's literally 2 days difference with the date of this.
It literally is.
Of when we're like watching and recording. It's crazy. She ain't dead though, right? He just like knocked her out, right?
Yeah, sure. Now I can star in Agatha All Along now.
Oh my god, what should I do with Jesse?
Oh! Marry or kill?
Well, if she's they unconscious, pick Mary, so I'm gonna say no to all of those.
Imagine if everyone picked Barry. He has to drive all the way to Las Vegas.
Okay, well, if they were voting for fuck, I'd be very worried that that'd be like very rapey. But now
I was
going to
say,
murder,
I think
so
this
not as bad.
Well, this is why in this case I would have preferred to be murdered than the other one if I was passed out.
Right, right.
I'm like, oh, it's okay. It's murder. Like, well, it's okay. Kill.
Gonna run her over.
All right. So, what would your options be if you had Joe Keery? Would you fuck him, marry him, or kill him?
Hmm. That is a good question.
Well, I feel like he's famous.
Are we talking
enough
about his character in the movie, or are we
no,
talking
just that
about
guy?
Like
I mean,
him?
Look, I'm gonna say he's got a steady career, good income, handsome boy. I'll marry him, even though
oh,
he's
she's
dirty.
Gone.
Oh.
I think I'll go for Mary because I'll also get to fuck him and there'll be no murder. So. Oh, great.
Oh, she's
oh,
in the car
Jesse,
now.
Jesse, run him over, girl. Let's go.
I guess he can't have Jesse's girl.
That's so bad.
Well, you know, I have to make bad jokes. You don't have the wah wah sound going today, Marcy.
Me and you should go to a stand up comedy thing, do a set.
Yes. And every joke I do, you just play.
Exactly. Whoa! Oh, no! Did she kill him? Luckily, no. Where the fuck was he? Oh, the airbag.
Well, that was a bit late for the airbag. Oh, there he is.
I feel like they take more lives than they save.
Well, I mean, that's what he's doing to her right now with the airbag.
We could have been a power couple of social media influencers. The moral of the story is social media and being all this shit for, I don't know, clout is stupid and it'll ruin you. So just fuck off. Switch off sometimes, yes. But listen to our podcast because we're awesome.
Yeah, so make sure to like and subscribe, people.
And donate. And
yes.
Watch my live stream, please.
Oh, you ran into David Arquette's house. Oh my gosh, you wrecked all my WCW replica championship belts.
You ruined my WCW championship belt.
He's doing heroin.
He's got a needle. Who's Angela? Is that his mom?
I think so. I think it's his mom.
Oh, Angela's dead, but no one showed up to his set.
Oh!
Okay.
Now that WCW. Oh, wait a minute. He killed her. I mean, killed him.
Yeah, he killed them. Yeah, he killed his mom.
Nah.
Wow.
Ma, can I kill you for my live stream?
Yeah, for real. Dude, Kurt's gonna grab that WCW championship belt. He's gonna run with it now.
Just call me Kurt Angle.
See, that was funny. Oh. True story, Kurt Angle stared at my cleavage when I met him. Good man.
You know, Marcy, you're about one, one degree away from John Berfell, because John Berfell is Kurt Angle's nephew-in-law, I believe.
Nephew-in-law or something,
Yeah, because he's married to Kurt Angle's niece.
Yeah. And Kurt Angle ended up with the wife he's with now. I think she's Italian, so he's got good taste.
Fake as fuck.
Damn, I can't wait to talk about this at my next comedy set.
So I was out there and I was trying to kill the spree killer.
Who needs a rideshare company Spree? Seriously. Please go see if Kurt's still alive. I'll give you money if you do.
Yeah, whose phone is on who?
I think this
after everything, I'm sorry. After everything.
Yeah, it's a flashback.
How is the phone still charged?
Is that 24%?
Yeah, it should be a zero. No!
Yes.
An evil.
Especially if you're streaming nonstop, that drains your battery.
Right?
I need a team to
if
go
I
deep
watch
into
fucking
energy.
Anything on my phone, it's,
real
it's like
cold
dead
one
battery.
Tonight, so we're all gonna have to kiss for warm.
This is a
you're
scam.
You're running quite a lot of my sun, Private.
Yes!
Oh!
Is this woman you
do
love?
It!
A little, I guess.
Just don't wreck the hair.
This is for whatever you did in Stranger Things, bitch!
On that
battlefield.
I actually don't know what he does.
Cuz I don't think you should be rooting sheep, eh? That
day I can't stop us rooting if we're dead. Come on, sheep.
I'm back, bitches. Stop a homicidal maniac.
That's wild. Now she's a fucking like survivor influencer. Dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wild.
It's actually a fucking brilliant movie with everything it has to say about this. Fantastic. I like the song.
And these are all the people that got killed, including Misha Barton.
Now he has like bajillions of views and shit now.
Yeah, he's more famous than ever, which is what happened.
Yeah. That's why all his videos are so fucking good.
And all his murder sprees were turned into a Netflix true crime.
Oh no, now he's like the most famous thing on Reddit and everyone like worships him.
Yeah, he's on 4chan. The next Kurt Hankel. All the videos. Yeah.
I don't want to alarm you guys, but it's me.
Go.
You're going to fap to him? You're going to goon to him? I mean, is it weird?
Oh my gosh.
Because haven't people been gooning and whacking off and wanting to fuck serial killers?
I mean, it's true.
Like, how did Ted Bundy have a fucking fan club?
I mean, to be fair, Marcy, Ted Bundy was a good-looking man.
He killed people! He was still hot.
I don't care how hot you are. If you're a murderer, I'm not fapping to you, mate.
Unless you're hot.
No!
I snorted.
No!
Again.
Anyway,
Drake was a producer.
Drake and Future were producers of this movie.
What?
They should have had a Drake cameo.
No, Drew Carey is absolute, and so is Misha Barton for a supporting actress. Let's be real now.
Yes.
That's who it was. The other chick in the car that got eaten by the dog, she's on a show called Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
That makes sense. Oh, yeah. And David Arquette needs a nomination for awards too.
Well, obviously, yes.
Okay, well, we're just going to go through the credits. So I don't think there's any extra scenes.
I don't think there is, but...
I like how the credits are going through, but yeah. Okay. That's the end of the movie for now, for today.
Yes.
That was wild, and I really enjoyed that.
Good pick. It's a good
fucking
movie.
Sick pick, dude. thank you everybody for listening. Please be sure to check us out at supermarcy.com and Patreon/thesupernetwork. And be sure to make sure you're subscribed to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on your podcast streaming platforms, and you can find the Super Network on your social medias. There is a link tree with all the links, so that's all there. And I'm Super Marcy on social media and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. Please give me follows, otherwise I might go on a spree. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want my clout! Oh, my social media clout! Anyway.
I need followers, bitch. I'll kill anybody.
Follow me! Anyway, moving on. Self-promote, people.
You go first, Colin.
Oh, I don't got shit. Go ahead.
I knew he'd say that. On Colin's behalf, subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jemai. Find all my work and as well as all the other podcasts that Marcy and I host together on supermarcy.com and on all the podcast streamers everywhere via the Super Network. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers as well.
Yeah, that we were on. Me and Marcy, we were on that yes. last episode. Let's go, baby.
Yes.
Be sure yes. to listen to me and Colin talking about farting and stuff on that episode.
Yeah, and I laughed throughout the entire podcast. Like, you just hear me laugh the entire time.
It's probably Bede versus the Living Dead's wildest episode. So we will self-promote.
It was.
And,
yes,
yeah,
the wildest episode.
Hopefully we'll see you all next Tuesday, everybody. And we'll try not to go on any sprees. So
I can't promise you shit, all right?
Neither can I. take care, everybody. Yes. Bye-bye.
See you next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
For all of you out there who don't know me, get ready. Because you're about to know me. Hey, I don't see any cops around. Should I blow this next one?
Fucking hey!
I'm Kurt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
What's up, guys?
We're going to inject this right on the label.
Does this water have, like, a taste to it?
Airtight. Well, watertight.
If you're not documenting yourself, you just don't exist.
The mouthfeel on this? Otherworldly.
What we're doing here is important. We're creating a brand.
Beow, beow, beow. Woo! You're following me, you guys.
Fuck yeah!
The fucking gun?
You don't know what this job's like. You
put
don't
that
know.
Fucking no, gun
no.
away.
Where are you going?
I'm taking you home.
This is not the way to my fucking house, Kurt.
Oh, no, not your home. My home.